One reason for studying theology and literature is that it has to be a good connection to look at if the first extant poem in the English language is a hymn, basically. This is from, we only know about it through Bede's Ecclesiastical History, which is written in Latin, and was written probably sometime between 658 and 680. The Venerable Bede was a monk writing in Wearmouth and Jarrow. And the Ecclesiastical History of the English People tells about the Anglo-Saxon conquest and the vicissitudes of the petty kingdoms that comprised Anglo-Saxon England. Bede's main theme, however, is the spread of Christianity and the growth of the English Church. That's according to the Norton Anthology. So, here we have first the story of Cædmon and the genesis of the first piece of poetry in the English language. And then we'll have the actual poem itself, which I will read in the translation. Unfortunately, I won't be able to pull off the Old English. Heavenly Grace had especially singled out a certain one of the brothers in the monastery ruled by this abbess, that's the abbess Hilda, for he used to compose devout and religious songs. Whatever he learned of Holy Scripture with the aid of interpreters, he quickly turned into the sweetest and most moving poetry of his own language, that is to say, English. It often happened that his songs kindled a contempt for this world and a longing for the life of heaven in the hearts of many men. Indeed, after him, others among the English people tried to compose religious poetry, but no one could equal him because he was not taught the art of song by men or by human agency, but received this gift through heavenly grace. Therefore, he was never able to compose any vain and idle songs, but only such as dealt with religion and were proper for his religious tongue to utter. As a matter of fact, he had lived in the secular estate until he was well advanced in age without learning any songs. Therefore, at feasts, when it was decided to have a good time by taking turns singing, whenever he would see the harp getting close to his place, he got up in the middle of the meal and went home. Once when he left the feast like this, he went to the cattle shed, which he had been assigned the duty of guarding that night. And after he had stretched himself out and gone to sleep, he dreamed that someone was standing at his side and greeted him, calling out his name. "Cædmon," he said, "sing me something." And he replied, "I don't know how to sing. That is why I left the feast to come here, because I cannot sing." "All the same," said the one who was speaking to him, "you have to sing for me." "What must I sing?" he said. And he said, "Sing about the creation." At this, Cædmon immediately began to sing verses in praise of God the Creator, which he had never heard before, and of which the sense is this: "Now we must praise heaven kingdom's guardian, the measurer's might and his mind plans, the work of the glory Father, when he of wonders of everyone, eternal Lord, the beginning established. He first created for men's sons heaven as a roof, holy creator, then middle earth, mankind's guardian, eternal Lord, afterwards made for men earth, master almighty." This is the general sense, but not the exact order of the words that he sang in his sleep. Here Bede is referring to his Latin translation, for which these editors have substituted the Old English text with the interlinear translation that I was reading from. And we have the Old English text. I'm not sure where we have it from. Check that out. Okay. So Bede goes on, "For it is impossible to make a literal translation, no matter how well written, of poetry into another language without losing some of the beauty and dignity. When he woke up, he remembered everything that he had sung in his sleep, and to this he soon added, in the same poetic measure, more verses praising God. The next morning he went to the reeve, who was his foreman, and told him about the gift he had received. He was taken to the abbess and ordered to tell his dream, and to recite his song to an audience of the most learned men, so that they might judge what the nature of that vision was, and where it came from. It was evident to all of them that he had been granted the heavenly grace of God. Then they expounded some bit of sacred story or teaching to him, and instructed him to turn it into poetry if he could. He agreed and went away, and when he came back the next morning, he gave back what had been commissioned to him in the finest verse. Therefore the abbess, who cherished the grace of God in this man, instructed him to give up secular life and to take monastic vows. And when she and all those subject to her had received him into the community of brothers, she gave orders that he be taught the whole sequence of sacred history. He remembered everything that he was able to learn by listening, and turning it over in his mind, like a clean beast that chews the cud, he converted it into sweetest song, which sounded so delightful that he made his teachers in their turn his listeners. He sang about the creation of the world and the origin of the human race and all the history of Genesis, about the exodus of Israel out of Egypt and entrance into the Promised Land, and about many other stories of sacred scripture, about the Lord's incarnation and his passion, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, about the advent of the Holy Spirit and the teachings of the apostles. He also made many songs about the terror of the coming judgment and the horror of the punishments of hell and the sweetness of the heavenly kingdom, and a great many others besides, about divine grace and justice, in all of which he sought to draw men away from the love of sin and to inspire them with delight in the practice of good works. Okay, and now a note on that text. There are editions of Bede's history, certain manuscripts that contain the Old English text, so that's why we have the Old English, although we have no way of actually knowing if that's actually Cadman's text or a translation of what Bede had written back into Old English. Now I'm going to try to play a recording of the Old English from online.
Cadman's hymn. Nu shall an herian heaven reach his word, metodus mauchta, and his mode ye thank, werk wold of adder, swa he wundra ye ches, age a driften, or a stelda. He arist shope, ilda bernum, heaven to hrova, hali shupend, da midden yard, man kinnis word, age a driften, after teuda, firum foldan, frau almichti.